change the agenda. We need to add roll call and financial report on the, the roll call will be right under the, after the call order. And the financial report will be E on the old business. Somebody need to make a motion to approve the agenda change? Call the meeting to order. We'll have a roll call, please.
Levi Cleveland?
Here.
Dora Hadley?
Here.
Here.
Jonas Raymond?
Here.
Raymond Holly?
Here.
Percy Jackson?
Here.
Willie Goodwin Jr.? John Schaefer?
Here.
Eugene Monroe?
Here.
Catherine Cleveland?
Here.
May Bernhardt? Helen Wells?
Here.
Helen Ballard?
Here.
Gladys Ayutthaya?
Here.
Leonard Douglas?
Here.
Do you have quorum? The approval of agenda?
Chairman?
Willis?
The thing that you added, the financial report on the ED, media amendment, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
There's a motion on the floor.
I make a motion.
He did.
In a second.
Second. You seconded? Okay, further discussion for the amendment?
Chairman?
I am Ian Ehrlich with the Native Village of Constantine, Constantine IRA, and I'd like to request an opportunity to address the Regional Elders Council to be placed on the agenda for a few minutes at some point.
How about after E, put F?
Helen.
If we could have the floor to, if you could put assets under new business.
Can you see?
Yeah.
The amendments are okay with my motion, you? You're okay doing it?
Huh?
You're okay, the amendment, the new one?
Yeah.
You? Yeah, we're okay.
Okay. All of those in favor for the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Now the main motion to approve the agenda. Okay, the approval of minutes, September 26, 2003.
We need to
introduce
the
guests.
Skip one.
Sorry. We start from back here. Introduce.
Good morning, I'm Ms. Abby.
Kilo Noi Tapo Test.
Calvin Bogo here.
Hannah
Jay Goode. For what, when they are able to, they are leading covered, Leonard Douglas, he's in Long Bay. Evelyn, see living Willie, Alan Wells, Dormick. Catherine Cleveland, Blumming. Dapko, you will get out, you'll follow through what, for your ticket. You must lose it, you got it on it, for Anani, you live sick, for fights in the. Rosinger, your green lummy, your panadi, the leche, you don't fight. Yes, you can be stuck with you. You look at a goma, but when you see my little cup to the world, I go there and look. Suna, hello. Gladys, Percy, John. I grew up, number five, approval of agenda, very pretty girl. Okay, now, Boleh nak tu pak hari kagak, kita duduk berdiri pun.
Buat apa dia pak?
Ia, sibuk-sibuk dia pak sahaja kalau pisi dah berbunga, acan tak pun. So biu pisi naga ida dekau pisi sulit.
Can you extend it to number four?
Yeah.
On number four?
Yeah.
Okay, on the elders guideline number six and four, nomination of ineffective consent award.
Tanda, kasi magkakta tama in March.
Yeah, it can be it will occur in January and presented in annual meeting.
Section four.
Also, section 5. Congratulations, certificate. Will there be another meeting before the annual meeting?
We have
plenty. There's got to be a good in January?
No, actually, that's what the March meeting is for. So it's the March meeting.
Okay, it will occur in January and shall be presented in an annual meeting, that's what it says in here.
Yeah. I know it's different, but it should be in March.
Are we selecting somebody with the award now or in March?
No, it's supposed to be in March. That's what the March meeting is for.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
it's
March. We're not selecting anybody to do the award.
No. No, you found it another mistake.
This is an old one. I don't know if it's in the new one or not.
It's in the new one.
Go guideline it. Patlamu kahut, patlami.
You now do the shareholder of the year in March.
They were both the same. We did this, we just made a mistake. This was the March meeting.
We want to wait till we get down to the guidelines. We're still on our minutes to approve the minutes in September 03 meeting.
On the minutes?
Yeah.
Damna, go. Tabudat law, bring them up. Whole business, review of elder guidelines, motion to lay them up. Damna.
Any extra copies?
Chairman, put it on up. Regional elder, you have way blue.
The,
motion to lay, don't want to money. Fuck on me. Chairman, put it on up. Regional elders, me. Chairman, show money, do not hear me. Tak nak nak kalau kena tu, kau wei kaput pak pun. Sile, kau nak tilak cah, motion lihat man. Officer to co-president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, 62-year-old voting, muluting kami, 62-year-old muluting. Asin, member old, we could be 55 and older. Tak nak. That no top go minister at Lord who about public me, Pakland. Motionally, Tonga Demony, Pakland me, Chairman Puduna, regional elder chairman, village chairman Kublu, Nakirman, chairman Punavani, that not motionally Tonga. Sule, that go for the lecture. After several to go, 62 and older. I'm not alone. Emotionally, I'm not coming in.
Mr. Chairman, when I, we did our recorder, did you work on the first day of the meeting? And the, but we got recording from the September 27th.
You were there.
Yeah.
Should have took notes.
And I never saw.
Tapko nalap kanila pathu botani kabut tapko malgo ka ko guideline ne doctor kabut botani kabut patter me.
Chule. Damna at life man.
Yeah, maloni. Yeah. Malgo kablu.
Yeah, and it says three here. Minutes. If you read it, it doesn't say it out right. It says a motion was made, and there was no motion made to change it. It was already two.
Yeah,
it was
already
stated
two.
So there was no motion made. There was just a discussion about the enlarge. So that's it. That's another error. Too.
Yes, sir.
This one right here. They said a motion was made, and there was no motion made because we didn't have to change it. Nobody wanted to. Leave it at two. Right?
Yeah.
You wanted
to leave it at two, yeah.
We backtracked it to determine where we went off the road, and
mm-hmm.
then we were we had it correct by saying that just like we said, the,
mm-hmm.
the president's got to be comprised of those presidents in the village.
Oh,
yes. I think we come to the conclusion
we just need to rewrite this so it's understandable. It's all there, really, in that last paragraph on the first page.
Yeah.
It's in there, and that you look at it, it looks like it's large, but it says the president is nominated, who is elected by the village elders. That doesn't make any sense. So we just make that make sense. That's the one. And the motion for that by Jonas and seconded by Calvin was a motion to the one you're talking about. The, so it's in here, it's just not clear.
Not clear, yeah.
So we can clear that up.
And I think Truman made the motion to do the 62-year-old officer thing.
Or that one?
Yeah.
It wasn't you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. I made the motion on the chair part.
It says Jonas made that. Which one did you make, Jonas? Do you remember?
I remember making a motion on the chair thing.
Yeah, I made a motion
on the at-large, yeah.
At-large member.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't
usually after you vote for president, then you vote for at-large member.
Yeah.
That's the one I make a motion on. And,
And leave it at two, huh?
Yeah.
Well, President, I think this is where we,
What we need in the future is to make sure we get the minutes before the meeting, so that we can review and make the correct changes when we come here and start talking. That's what we need. We need to get the packets early. With the right information, of course.
Before we sit down to the election, the two members at large, I think they have to be put in the board before the election. Because the way I look at it, the member at large term are expired to January. And if we elect two members at large before we start on election, we'd be honest about the vote.
Whoever's a member is still a member until they're replaced. So the at large would vote. So I don't think that we need to worry about that. I think the people who are on this board right now are the ones that that vote to make the election. So if, you know, I'm at large, so if I would be eligible to vote for replacement of somebody for CDAC, or since we've got three, so I don't know which seats.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after the election, if we're not selected, then we're not on board.
I'm not trying to get rid of them.
So we're going to get rid of one way or the other.
Chairman?
Hmm?
Who's that one?
Me, John, and Jonas.
You see, that's why we got three members at large now. Before we start electing this member at large was voted into our original hours as the chairman. That's why I bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we brought that up at our meeting in Buckland last September, and we discussed it, and we made the changes to the guidelines, and those changes will take care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for those of you who are new to this council, what I've been trying to do here is to make sure we follow our rules, and it's easy to forget. I know we've been attending some meetings in the villages, and they can't even find their guidelines sometimes. Nobody stuck them out and looked at them. So the files in one village, look for them, and they don't even know, you know, who had them when they had them a long time ago. So they're going to have to redo them, because if you don't have rules, then what happens is that people don't trust you, because you just do anything you want. And they know that organizations are not supposed to run that way. And so what we we've done in the past, I guess, and recently is that we didn't follow the rules. And we need something, you need to make sure you do, because every time you don't, then somebody will say, well, they're not following the rules. What are they doing there? You can't trust them. They'll just do anything they want to do. And so the rule I've been trying to put across is that you can do anything you want, because nobody, the people who can change this are right here. The council can change anything in here. You just have to agree on it. So what the rule is, if you're going to do something that's different than what is in here, stop, go back, change the guidelines first, and then make the change. Don't make the change first and then have to go back and change the guidelines to make it right. You have to have the rules first changed, and then you can do what you want to do. But get the changes in there first. So that's what I've been trying to impress, and unfortunately we're not keeping very track of our paperwork, so we're going to have to do better.
I was asked if husband and wife could be in a village elders, and I say, do you have guidelines or bylaws? I said, no, so that's why we put a copy of the bylaw in your binders, so you could take it back and see what you could do.
Copy of one we could get a hold of, that's Kotzebue.
Yeah.
It's the procedure.
This is not for the sake of arguments. I just want to say that when I joined, I've been a lodge member for quite a long time. When I joined, they didn't have guidelines. I think from the thought that you back don't use guidelines. And this meeting's for the sake of continuation of elders. The money Yalidiyama, Billy Shelton, President Donald Trump, he look at the guidelines and he put that there using, and you press your card and he put that using. He were on a shipment that the genie would be officially coming to the that the senior law committee, Mara, at the Octavarut Mago. Over guideline at long really took album out long route. The Hanoi Narik guideline and legal statement. Few people got up on the sick part. So that no, I think the vote came to about that guideline was needed so that we can be consistent with decisions being made and no finger pointing up. Of why we come to decisions like that.
I think the reason we make these guidelines so the elders are not all the same. When we run into some problems with drinking and that kind of stuff, we have nothing to lean on to. That Nakhruvit Mako guideline that Ilijabut Tata Ari Kanuriva that Nakhisinje Nak in Nakmada Wuwadi that Nak Malik Nakhru be would it Nak in Dori Nakhruvit to go with Jabut was him with Simbe Hooding, so Rukani Simbe Nail a few bit.
Mr. Chairman. Lakshmi, makda kaktuk sorot inbayni kogli. Elders, they got to help that way. Malo daksamit malikluwi dasi. Maling isok ti kanchumun gisuru tuklubak. We need to have that way within our. What it can do in Napta, Maranota, the Lissimarakshat, Did you want to have to do the bugging in the last year and a box of you? So I lost, in that loop, to the book. You've done a good work. But like that, can't you buy a man to fuck you on when you see you to the book? And you took to buy a man. My Lord, the summit, the cock to throw it. So what a world to canani, how clean or after it. Thank you.
Over there, see this part, man and wife is loving, counseling.
Mr. President, go what? Get started with me, go be right. Our guidelines are made by Richard Early. And you'll notice that everything is in detail. And then we voted on them for the same reason Nana decided to have guidelines. Lawyer, Judge Early, help us with these things. And this one is pretty much official.
Yeah, we haven't made any changes to it.
You're going to have some kind of rules, and the council, whatever council, whether it's this council or a village council, you have the right to put anything you want in them. You can change them anytime. And if you don't have them, then one person, like Raymond said, you can dominate it, and you go by that person's rule. If you want to go that kind of a, you know, that's what happens in a. If you don't have guidelines, and that it's in the old days they were able to do that because they didn't use a written language, but now we have to have some kind of record to work on so that everybody knows what we're doing and that we're doing it fairly. We treat each other fair, and that's the reason we have these questions come up. Can a man and wife sit on a council together? Can they both vote? Those kind of things that come up. And what you do on that is you talk to your people who bring it up and talk to the elders next time you have a meeting, and you say, this question was brought up, how you want to deal with it? And you talk about it. And if you say it's okay, no problem, then you just leave it out. You don't need to have one in there that says you can do that. If it says you can't do it, then you have to put a rule in there that says that the wife can't vote anymore. I don't think you can do that, but yeah, you can do it because this doesn't go by any federal or state law, and that's your own rule. So you could probably do that until somebody sues you and changes things. But I'm kidding. We don't do that. In fact, I don't know why it even came up. The people who get on councils are voted in. And if the local people want to vote both a man and a wife in, and then they want to make them president and vice president, they vote on them again. I mean, that's, you know, that's, it's, it seems like everybody gets a chance to have their say during the vote, so it shouldn't be a problem. We need these guidelines, and we need to find the right amended copy and put them in here, so. But what we did pass, and that's, even if it's not in the, in this one here, we'll find one and we'll correct it and mail it to you guys. But the three items are kind of in the minutes here, and Willie went over them. One that was not, I didn't think was even necessary to vote on was the two at-large members. It was already in there, and we were out of filter. We had three, so the point was, do we change it to go to three, or do we leave it at two? And the